Hello, and welcome to Perrier's Clay Webinar. Due to a scheduling conflict, I am pleased to be asked and able to host this clay webinar for Perrier. If you do have a question, you'll need to hit star 2, and I'll take all questions shortly. If there is any kind of disconnect issues, please be patient and I will try to reconnect. Again, my name is Paul Mackey with naturescleansingclay.com. My email address is naturescleansingclay@gmail.com. My phone number is 432-218-7586. Please leave a message if you miss me. Perrier's email is perrier@austin.rr.com, and her phone number is 512-262-7187. I give you these contacts so you can contact either of us should you have additional questions, comments, or testimonials other than given during this webinar. I did want to say that after founding the Living Clay Company many years ago, Perrier did sell it about a year ago, but remains active in her quest to supply quality clay information and answer clay questions you might have. She has the clay info site, www.bentoniteclayinfo.com, with many articles, most written by her. She does these clay webinars, other Live Well webinars. She is a motivational speaker and author of several clay books, and probably many other things I'm forgetting. She no longer has the expenses of the website and webinars and associated expenses paid by the Living Clay Company, yet she has continued to supply them to us. So I do ask you, if so inclined, and you wish to help Perrier, you can do it with a one-time contribution or a monthly contribution. All donations are appreciated. You simply go to the Clay Info site, the www.bentoniteclayinfo.com, and there's a red-lettered link, Contributions. Click on it, and it'll take you through it on how to make your contributions, and thank you for your support. I also wanted to take this opportunity to tell you a little bit about me and Nature's Cleansing Clay. Approximately 9 years ago, I first used some clay samples that Perrier had left at our house on some bad eczema, psoriasis-type rashes that were on my ankle and forehand. And after paying dollars to the dermatologist for shots, ointments, pills, etc., that did not help, I tried the clay. It helped relieve the itching immediately, and within a few days, it was rid of the rashes altogether. I was pretty impressed. So I read Perrier's book, saw what else it might could do for me health-wise, and possibly help my 35-year history with my old herniated disc, frequent chiropractor visits, missing tennis, sometimes excruciating pain, and hard to walk. So I started next taking clay baths, external applications of the clay mask, and my back straightened out and was feeling much better. I read some more in the book, started drinking the clay. Within a week or so, started feeling better, more energy, and after a full detox, continued to drink it daily. Long story short, I decided to launch my website to promote the clay and help others as it has helped me. I haven't seen my chiropractor but once in 9 years. I've only been to the doctor twice in 9 years, where I used to go two or three times every year with something. I also use the clay mask for all sorts of things, sore muscles, facials, skin issues, insect bites, on and on. I'm continually amazed by the clay and the many uses and benefits that I have found, and my customers tell me about it. I wish I'd found it long ago. Let me look and see what we have for questions and see if I can possibly answer any of these. The first one is from Eileen Moore, Prescott Valley. Hello, Eileen. Thank you for tuning in. And it says, hello, Perry or Paul. I'm a new user of bentonite living clay and have a question about whether it can help with SIBO or not. Also, I read an article on healing leaky gut that said bentonite clay takes all bacteria, good and bad, from the intestines, and you should not use long-term. I didn't think this is what you said. Can you explain? I have been taking it for about 2 weeks now, and I do think it's helping me. I have been extra tired, though. Thanks in advance. Eileen, first of all, the living clay, yes, can help with almost any digestive issue. And although it does not cure anything directly, with the full body detoxification process, it basically helps your body heal itself. It removes toxins, bad bacteria. I do not know where you read that, and some people have said that, but it does not remove the good stuff, the good bacteria, the good gut flora from your body. Only the bad stuff is all it's going to do. As far as using it long term, I've used it for 9 years daily now, Perry much longer than that, and I know many that have. Some do take a break on and off. I don't recommend it. I think your best results come from long-term daily usage. I'm glad you think it's helping you. It probably is, and it will. You did say you've been extra tired. That can be a detox symptoms that some people do experience, and hopefully it should pass soon and you'll start getting more energy as you continue to take the clay. Don't be afraid to adjust your dosage up or down. Hope that helps, and again, thanks for tuning in and asking. I have a question from David Curry, Toronto, Canada. How can bentonite clay help with IBS and SIBO? Okay. The ailments are characterized by alternating conditions, as I understand it, of diarrhea and constipation, gas, pain, emotional up and downs. And a lot of the causes of these are unknown, but treating the condition can often be dangerous with drugs. Clay is an excellent choice for this very real ailment, either one of them. And the way you do it is with an internal and colon cleanse, which is one of the most effective things that the clay can do. Continued usage, once relief is experienced from the cleanse, you maintain using the clay just at a lower amount, and the problem should not reoccur. Visualizing the best for you, David, and it does work. We have Debbie at Blue Springs. Can you take clay and DE at the same time? That's, I can't pronounce it, diametallous earth. I know what you're talking about, sorry. You could. I wouldn't recommend it. If you do want to take both, my suggestion would be to take them away from each other. We believe the clay is strong enough and effective enough and safe as a standalone. Some people do believe that the DE has perhaps some attributes as far as larger parasites. There's some similarities to them, but the way they work is different. Where the clay is going to attract the parasites and the toxins and everything to the clay molecule and take it inside the clay molecule and out of the body, the DE, as I understand it, cuts it up. Okay, it's a more aggressive approach, okay? So again, yes, you could, but I really wouldn't recommend it, but you can, and I do have some customers that have taken both together. Again, I think it'd be best to take them a little bit apart from each other, though. But, yeah, hope that answers your question. Protocol, I'm sorry, Mary from Winfield, Kansas. Could you talk about how calcium bentonite clay can help with ridding the body of candida and what the protocol would be? Also, if one is dealing with a candida yeast rash below the breast, for example, would applying clay topically help? And how would one prepare that, mask or liquid? Good questions, Mary. And yes, the clay has been very beneficial and helpful with people with candida. And the protocol with the clay is basically the same for most anything and everything. It's just how aggressive you want to be. Three ways to use it are drinking the liquid clay. With candida, we would probably recommend a more heavy detox, a more aggressive approach, such as approximately 2 to 3 ounces three times a day. External applications of the clay mask, yes. Below your breast area you're talking about or anywhere else that you have any kind of rash or yeast, clay baths could also be very, very beneficial. So, one of my favorite sayings, get it in you, drink the liquid clay, get it on you, apply the cleansing clay mask, and get in it, take a clay bath. All three ways have their respective benefits. So do any and all that you can, adjust your dosage and frequencies up or down as needed. Let's see, Robin from Lynchburg, what are the best reasons and situations to use it, and how does it differ from Redmond clay or Diamantis earth, DE? Okay, Robin, again, the best reasons to do it is because we are exposed daily, constantly, to toxins, chemicals, parasites, you name it, in the air we breathe, in the foods, et cetera, other products. The full body detoxification benefits of the living clay are the reasons to use it. It does things for you such as ridding your body of toxins, building your immune system, balancing your pH level, and allows your body to rid itself of disease and heal itself as it was intended to do. How does it differ for Redmond clay or DE? Again, the DE, there's some similarities, but a lot of it's in the way they work, and you'll find the calcium bentonite clay, the living clay, is definitely safer and more beneficial. The Redmond clay, it's not a bad clay. Okay, the differences in clays can be whether how much calcium they have, how much sodium they have. Some are not recommended for internal, just for external. The living clay, calcium bentonite clay, is safe and recommended for internal usage, external usage, and clay baths. There's also a difference in the efficacy ratio of the clay. How strong they are, how good a job they're going to do, okay? So, again, Redmond clay is not a bad clay, but you'll find that the living clay is simply the best. I wanted to say a couple of things, too, before I had to wind this up at 12:30. And one of my favorite lines in Perrier's book is this, quote, "What if, just what if, there was a natural substance to be found on our planet that really would fix what ails you and not harm what's not broken?" End of quote. She was referring to living clay, which again, safely and effectively helps your body heal itself as it was intended to do. Probably the most frequent questions I get are, will clay cure this or will clay cure that? And what is the protocol? Again, you've got to understand clay does not cure anything directly, and we do not make those claims. But there's almost nothing that it won't help in the full body detoxification process, the cleansing, the removal of toxins, parasites, chemicals, viruses, metals, okay? Anything in your body that's not supposed to be there that could be affecting your health, the clay safely removes it. The end results are, again, stronger immune system, balanced pH level, better circulation. You're going to get multiple benefits from the clay. Okay, let's see if I have any other questions. Mary Jo Fury from Boca Raton, if you are using organic oils, will it interfere with the clay? Mary Jo, again, that's a good question, and a lot of people do use different organic oils, herbs, different things. Essential oils, for instance, I know I'm a big fan of those in the diffuser that I have. Some people apply them externally, too. We, again, believe that the clay is more effective and sufficient as a standalone product. Mixing with the organic oils, some might be okay, some I really wouldn't recommend it. Some of the oils can have an adverse reaction, you know, with the clay. So it's going to depend a lot on what it is, and I definitely wouldn't be mixing them. You know, there's certain things that do mix well, such as the tea tree oil, the peppermint oils, the jojoba oils, for instance. Those essential oils are actually in one of the products that comes to mind. It's called Muscle Rub, and it is the cleansing clay mask with added essential oils, tea tree, jojoba, and peppermint. Okay? And they mix very well together into a very good Muscle Rub ointment that I use regularly. On sore muscles, obviously, and before and after tennis, okay? So, again, it's going to depend on what you're talking about. When you say use with, you mean there's not going to be interference per se, especially if you're concerned about that. Anything that you're concerned about, any kind of interference, we recommend just taking the clay away from the other product, okay? If that makes sense, just as we do with medications. Just to be safe, the clay isn't going to interfere with most supplements or vitamins or nutrients in foods. In fact, it's going to help your body assimilate the good stuff. But just to be safe, if there's certain medications you might be taking, you want to take those away from the absorption time of the medication, which is usually 2 to 4 hours, okay? Thank you. Clay and autism, Joanne, Massachusetts. I love to talk about clay and autism simply because it is one of the first things, one of the first year that I was in business that really made me glad I got in the business. A lady that had a autism discussion group had heard about clay, ordered some clay, tried it on her son, and emailed me after his first clay bath. One of the things that they, and I'm sorry, I get sidetracked. She was amazed at his clarity and his more reaction to everything, his more participation, okay, alertness. One of the causes they believe that could cause autism is heavy metals. One of the most effective things that clay does is removing heavy metals by drinking the liquid clay and in particular clay baths. So yes, clay has been known to help autism. Again, there's not much it won't help, okay? It's going to help your body deal with the things that it needs to deal with. And removing heavy metals, as we all know, is not good to us, for us, and it is something that we are unfortunately exposed to in some of the foods and some of the medicines that we are given. So, yes, we've had good results with clay and autism helping many. So I do encourage you to try it. I just recognized you, Joanne. I saw your email, and you recently signed up for the newsletter group. Glad that you made it to the webinar. It looks like that's all the questions. Let's see here. Again, you can probably tell I'm new to this. Again, really appreciate the opportunity to do it. And I do want to say to please do not hesitate to contact me and or Perry again. If you had additional questions that weren't answered, need additional information, clarification, or want to give us a testimonial, love to hear it. My website is naturescleansingclay.com. My email address is naturescleansingclay@gmail.com. My phone number is 432-218-7586. Please leave a message if you miss me. Perry A's email is perrya@austin.rr.com. And her phone number is 512-262-7187. Before I close, let me check and see if there happen to be any new questions that came in. I hope that everybody was able to hear me okay. And again, I do really appreciate everybody tuning in. And I want to say in closing, thank you. Send me your questions, comments, testimonials you might have. Be sure and go to the Bentonite Clay Info website. Click on the contributions links if you would like to be able to help Perrier. Any and all will be appreciated. I am visualizing health, wealth, and happiness for all of you. Everyone have a claytastic day, week, month, year, life. This is Paul Mackey with Nature's Cleansing Clay, signing off.